Now, with Copenhagen coming up, when world leaders will get together to discuss whether or not there is a global warming problem and what we might be able to do to stop it, any way in which we can mitigate or reduce the amount of CO2 which is going out into the atmosphere is a very good thing. One of the problems with scavenging or collecting CO2 which is in exhaust streams, and you bear in mind that a big power station, for example, will pump out thousands of tonnes of carbon dioxide just in one afternoon. One problem is, how do you get that CO2 from the exhaust of that power station and lock it away somewhere? Well, there are chemicals that can do that. They're scrubber chemicals, and one of them that's been investigated is a family of amine molecules. They're very nasty, though. They're corrosive, they're highly toxic, and once they've soaked up some CO2, trying to get the CO2 back out of them so that you can then reuse the amine and catch some more CO2 uses enormous amounts of energy, and that makes the process very energy inefficient. So, what can we do about it? Well, there's a group of researchers who are actually working on a family of chemicals called MOFs, not things that flutter around with wings, MOFs, metal organic frameworks. These are molecular cages, and what they consist of are metal atoms at the corners of the molecule, and in between those metal atoms are inorganic or organic linker molecules. In fact, this MOF that this guy, David Britt, at the California Nanosystems Institute has made is one called MG-MOF-74, and it's got magnesium atoms linked together by a chemical called DOT, which is short for 2,5-dioxydoterophthalate. You don't really need to know the details of that, but the important thing is this molecule is amazingly good at locking onto CO2. So if you put it in the path of a stream of gases, of which there is some CO2 and a mixture of other gases, what happens is the CO2 gets sieved out inside this big molecular cage, and it can soak up something like 9% of its own weight in CO2. That's not quite as high as the amine chemicals, which can lock away something like 10% or 14% of their own weight in CO2, but the real breakthrough is that you can easily get the CO2 back out of this stuff. You just warm it up. You make it about 80 or 90 degrees, all the CO2 comes back out. You can then sequester it somewhere safely, and you regenerate this stuff, and you can keep using it again and again and again. And so they're saying that this would be a very good molecule to incorporate into things like flue gas streams, because then you could scavenge back all the CO2 that energy plants are putting out. Kat?
That sounds like a really good idea.